Blog Talk Radio.
Called off a little bit of family business earlier. But I'm thankful to the Most High. Yes, indeed. I am most thankful to the Most High for the opportunity again to be back with you. See, this very precious word the Most High has granted me. For the blessing of his people. The Most High has told me. Yes, indeed, he's told me. And I have for him some very important. There's some very important things for him that I must do. And I welcome you all to the show. Yes, indeed, I welcome you all to the show. And I thank the Most High for every year that he brings near. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me, that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, he said I would indeed accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. He told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, he said I would have his protection and his guidance. For that, I can only be utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he's told me, I must tell you things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and our brothers and sisters, if they could. If they could, to destroy. Well, managed to get back in tonight. rush in as quickly as I could to try to make that 10 o'clock mark. To relate to things that need to be said to more so enhance the message that I spoke on earlier this night. One of the concepts that I wanted to relate earlier, and perhaps this time I need to start out with it, is that the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit that teaches all things, brings all things to remembrance, rebukes all sin. How about rebukes every partial, perverse, polluted standard, which acts against the people of the Most High, collectively, functioning, cooperatively, as one. One of the things the Most High told me many years ago in the Feast of Tabernacles, hey, time we're in the midst of now, tomorrow evening, begins the great day of the feast. One of the things the Most High told me is that the greatest gift he can give is a law. Did you hear my brothers and sisters? A law by which all his people can love, trust, by which his people can cooperate. Well, given this consideration, isn't it wise, my brothers and sisters, we understand that what the Most High wants to grant to mankind is a common sense of conscience. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? A common sense of conscience. What is conscience? Look at the word. Science is a word that's oftentimes used for facts, or at least what people consider to be facts. There's a word in Greek, digmatizo, dogmatizo, something that's considered fact, at least to prove them faulty or false. Conscience. How about the collective of all the facts that man acknowledges as a base for his reasoning? Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things true, bringing all things to remembrance, compelling people to perceive what the Most High has said after initial, first, primary, and everlasting mind. Think about it. Rishama, hear, O Israel, Most High, our Most High, is one. Can we say then that there's another way to look at that concept? To relate the same ideas? To see it through another vantage point? How about the Most High, who is our conscience, our guide, a God to us? What a man believes, what he opposed to obey, is a God to him. The Most High, who is our, the one who directs our conscience, is one conscience, one collective gamut of knowledge of truth. Not twisted, nor distorted, nor destabilized after the varied ideals of men. In fact, my brothers and sisters, the conscience of the Most High declares from the beginning, collective knowledge of what is both foundation and expectation, should remain as a constant in the mind of all our people. Yes, my brothers and sisters, from the very beginning, eternal. If we in any way seek to blight, add, or take away from that collective, dare we say if we forget the precepts of the Most High, If we deny what he has foreordained, must be. If we seek to establish or set another foundation, how about another sense of collective righteousness? Where does the word righteousness relate? Look at the word in there. Righteousness, right. I will tell you that the word for righteousness in the Bible, tzaddik, also relates to the concept of what is justice. As the Most High told me, there's only one law that is just, righteous, equitable, fair, true. That is, in fact, my brothers and sisters, correlevant, if you want to use that word, to all that he from the beginning has decreed, ultimately unto the same goal, which from the beginning he has declared. Only one law that is lawful, one law that is fair, one law that preserves eternal order. And that law, that conscience, is his. What does the Holy Spirit do? See, teach all things, no lie in it. Teach all things. How about all having the same conscience? The Apostle Shaul, around the 8th chapter of 1 Corinthians, asks this question. How is there not in every man this conscience? The same collective idea of what is fact, what is true, what is right, what is just, what is honorable. Sometimes people have different sense of conscience because it's another conscience that they walk after. Another collective of ideas that they walk after. Another controlling body of knowledge. Another controlling body of knowledge, my brothers and sisters, is another God. And in fact, another God, my brothers and sisters, or another standard that men would uphold. Let us say that it is a false God. It's a false rule. It is injustice rather than justice. It is lawlessness, or falling away, rather than lawfulness. Dare every man believe that he can call upon the name of the Most High after a different conscience, a different rule, a different set of ideas that he calls a standard, and still say it's the Most High himself that he has worshipped? That he is honored, that he is revered, that he is recognized as a reference. The Most High has told us. The Messiah will ultimately come for the restoration. How about the remembrance of all things? According to all the Most High has spoken since the world began, all the Most High has spoken through his prophets, those inspired by his spirit. Certainly then understanding what is foundation, or should be the foundation of our expectation. And what is expectation? Dare we say if we have a different expectation, different rule, different set of facts that formulate what we expect and cooperate in, dare we say we worship the same God? And it says a different dream. The one Most High. One true and living Most High. And those ideas which the Most High said you must put an end to, that there'll be peace. Can't maintain a multitude of contradictions, my brothers and sisters. And think the Most High will preserve those differences, as if he would honor them as himself. I've said it many times, I'll say it again. The Most High will only confirm a conscience, an ideal, which is true to himself. What he said and confirmed from the very beginning, I say, my brothers and sisters, should be a God of common sense of conscience, a common sense of directive, common foundation upon which we reason for us all, a common perspective upon which we can agree, a commonality upon which we have a covenant, a commonality, a like-mindedness, whereby we all recognize and revere the same collective word as the word that is from on high. It is the gospel. The gospel, my brothers and sisters, is not a word. After the variant conversation and ideals of men, the gospel is that word the Most High declared from the beginning. Even according to all, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has said is a constant requirement of man. According to all, the Most High has said should be the common same expectation of man. The same faith that's not filled with the debates, doubts, double-mindedness, and contentions of differing opinions. Conscience, my brothers and sisters. That's why the scripture says the Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things. No lie in it. Nothing juxtaposed or opposed to his plan, his ideals, his perspective, what he has decreed. I would dare ask again, shall a man believe that he can oppose anything the Most High has said and say that he is still functioning according to his conscience? I look at what people call Christianity today. Are all who say they believe in the Messiah, are they all of the same conscience? Do people believe the Messiah is going to confirm as true to his conscience all the differing beliefs of man that people hide behind steeples and church doors? I see scriptures, my brothers and sisters, that relate again and again in scripture that anytime any man walks after a false prophet, false testimony, a spirit that relates a fallen set of ideas, not complete, nor perfect, nor pure. Scripture talks about, my brothers and sisters, at that point, man walking after what is ultimately an obstacle, that very much so can prevent a man from entering the kingdom of Yah. Think about the book of Colossians, for instance. What those scriptures are really saying is don't allow the intrusions of any of the principalities and powers to be a constraint against your discerning the will of the one king. How the one king related his word true to all its meaning. But to know what is said and not know why it is said is to miss the point. On show earlier, we talked about this word Elohim. So many ways means the same thing as Yah with us. So many ways, my brothers and sisters, it means what the scripture calls when it calls Israel, Emmanuel, Yah with us. Notice what the scripture says right after it. For instance, in Isaiah in the 8th chapter, it says, Messiah, to ratify our people and confirm them as his own. He says, bind all the testimonies, seal all the law. And if they don't speak according to this word, there's no light in them. It means their word, their concepts, their men call knowledge, If it's not of that one consensus that he declares, it's not his conscience. In fact, my brothers and sisters, so much of what men have called light today has been just another variation of the darkness, in that there are certain very powerful truths that men have chosen to ignore. And men have not overcome the darkness, the deviation, the deception, the lies, the barriers that are in this world, until men gain victory by, yes, my brothers and sisters, the remembrance of all the Most High declared through the mouth of all his prophets since the world began. For only those, my brothers and sisters, who seek that consummate knowledge, knowing not only what is said, but why it is said, will be confirmed as stable. Think about it. Men have been many times across the course of ages destabilized by men taking words the Most High said out of context, outside of his conscience, outside of his meaning. My brothers and sisters, when the scripture says, in the name of the Most High, we also must be, must speak the same thing. No divisions among us. Let's consider what it's also saying in Romans 15, when it says ultimately that all things written of old are for our learning. We might be like-minded, having the same hope, like-minded. How about the same conscience, the same collective awareness, same collective knowledge of the truth, that if we are ever propositioned with any concept, it is discerned either true or false relative to whether or not that concept is in agreement with all else the Most High has declared. There's a reason why Most High one time told me every lie man believes is an obstacle against discerning the greater dimension of truth. I would even go as far as to say, my brothers and sisters, that every lie man believes is an obstacle against his salvation, ever being healed, ever made, being made whole, or ever gaining victory. The victory, my brothers and sisters, beyond all false rule. The victory beyond all misallegiance. The victory beyond all false conscience. The victory beyond all false gods, false standards, strange gods, concepts that are not from the mind of Yah. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. The word, we talked about it earlier, Elohim. You might read, examining how some have translated that word, Elohim. Some translate it as many that are one. As I said before, every concept of the Most High is one with him. He cannot deny anything that he has said. And I said, he cannot deny anything that he has said according to his meaning. Neither can his people. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Neither can his people. Those that are true to him don't seek to add anything. They don't seek to take anything away. They don't seek to twist anything out of context. That's something they cannot do, not by his Holy Spirit. Not by the inspiration that comes from him. When it says baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, it means baptize all, purge all, teach all, that they might all be of one conscience, that they might be converted from the varied contentions and contradictions that are in the hearts of men. I pray that men would come to understand that. Elohim. One of the words used for the Most High relates all the collective knowledge that all his people must have, that all his people must agree upon if they are to be his people. Believe me, how else do you think it is that the adversary took men astray? But he interjected another concept as if it were true that is not true. It's what the Most High declared from the beginning. Every illusion, my brothers and sisters, of misconceit must be transcended if we're going to be redeemed unto the Most High. Like I say, a lot of people call themselves Christians today. 45,000 denominations. What kind of agreement is that? What kind of common conscience is that? Scripture says, in the name of the Most High, we must all be of the same mind. 1 Corinthians 1:10. Scripture says, the remnant of true Israel, the people of the Most High, will all speak the same thing. It says, no lies, no hasty conclusions, no presumptuousness, no deceit, no guile found in their mouths. The kingdom shall dwell securely. Why, my brothers and sisters? Because all protect and know the word of the King. Elohim, my brothers and sisters. One conscience for all his people is the law. And where, as a people, we've fallen away from that, my brothers and sisters, is lawlessness. It is lies against the holy name. It's curses against our people. What did I say the Most High declared from the very beginning so many times in this show? Look at how many times in the scriptures speak of Messiah himself. It declares what the Most High said that he would do through one that he has chosen, that he anoints with his spirit to conceive after his conscience, to be able to restore that same conscience to man. One capable then in remembering all the Most High has declared from the beginning, discerning what, not only what he has declared, but what he has not. To expose all lawlessness, all inconscience, or lack of awareness. Every misconceit that prevents men from discerning the greater dimension of truth, he puts aside. My brothers and sisters, all the people of the Most High should be of one conscience, one collective awareness, set of facts. Eternal does not change. All should be hooked up by one conscience unto the same omniscience. What does Scripture say again? The Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, reveals even the deep things of Yah. Dare we say we are redeemed fully as his children? As his disciples, as his servants, as his friends. If in some way men seek to establish their own
90 seconds,
their own conscience, as if it was supreme. He said, the Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings to the meek. That means man can be taught fully the truth of the Most High only when his heart is geared not to interject his own lack of understanding. I said it before, my brothers and sisters, I'll say it again. Like I said, I've said it before, I'll say it
60
again.
60 seconds.
The dimension of consciousness must be attained. You're going to be found viable for the Most High. There's a dimension of consciousness the Most High himself has to give. It is his gift. It's not something that man can imagine. It's not after conversation or designs or desires or conceits of men. It is a gift from Yah. Scripture tells us how Messiah is going to bring that to bear. But I dare to tell you also that men have taught lies from the dawn of human fall in so many ways to keep men from discerning that scenario. My website, hiddengospel.com, there's articles there called, like the one called Secret City Prophecies, the Gospel of Shiloh.
10 seconds.
Origin and mutual expectation. I pray that you will examine these things. The Most High will call your heart to seek these things for the fullness of what is there. But trust me, my brothers and sisters, the Most High will only confirm that which in every precept is true to him. All else you will count unstable. Blessed are they who will be counted an asset to the preservation of the kingdom of peace. by knowing, again, the ways of peace. To his speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Meow of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. And to his might and his honor and his praise always, hallelujah.